share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As the number of COVID-19 cases continue to rise, our hospitals are getting more burdened. The Ministry of Health has taken to their Facebook page to inform the public that individuals who have tested positive are advised to undergo Home Surveillance Order, HSO, if medical officers are late with taking them to the hospital. This is because the frontliners' load of duty is high now, especially in Klang Valley, where the number of new cases remains 3 digits every day. In a post by the Health Director General, he has shown the usage of beds in the central region. Sungai Buloh Hospital is 81% occupied. Taking into account all of the information given here, the hospitals in the central region are 57.83% occupied. If you're wondering why the Chera's Rehabilitation Center is at 0%, Dr. Noor Hisham said that it will only be used for citizens if needed. Other than that, he also shared a timeline of how our hospitals have grown to accommodate the need of the Rakyat in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. In his daily press conference, he has said that the health ministry suggested implementing the MCO during the beginning of the third wave. He said that the prior MCO showed very good results in curbing the spread of virus. However, as the MCO had a big side effect on the economy, they opted for CMCO instead. Dr. Noor Hisham added that if Malaysians were to comply fully by the SOPs given by the health ministry, the transmission of virus can be stopped in 3 weeks' time. Also read, Health DG, 10-day quarantine doesn't make much difference from 14-day quarantine. Source, Dr. Noor Hisham. Source, Dr. Noor Hisham. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.